it's a challenging experience. I can't minimize that, but it's also, I think, probably one of the most rewarding. It's like being a history teacher for like 7 days, you know, to children and interested adults, and in that beautiful setting out there in Evergreen Cemetery. It's an incredible experience.
What are the challenges to it, Dean?
I think one of the biggest challenges is the fact that we're doing the same 6.5-7 minute scene over 100 times and try to keep it fresh, as well as keeping our mind in the game, as it were, so you don't get to the point where you're saying, did I say that already? Have I said that already before? Because if for each of the, quote, performances, we'll perform it on the weekends, we'll perform it 6 times, and during the week it'll be 5 times. And during the week when the students are coming, we do 3 performances. So it's 15 times in a day.
That's a fairly long run.
Yeah.
Tell us about the characters you'll be portraying.
I'll be portraying Julia Roman. And the research that the McLean County Historical Society provides for us is just, it's incredible. It's in-depth. And so you really feel like you get to know these people. And they were remarkable people, active, of course, not only in World War I, but active in the life of this community and this country in so many ways. The Romans were very charitable people, very well-traveled people. And, of course, we also have the advantage of being able to go to the Roman mansion. I was there on Sunday for about an hour and a half, going through photographs and going through the house and the room where Julia Roman was born and died. And I mean, it's a feeling of responsibility, of course, but to explore the lives of these people and to hopefully, with obviously a certain amount of artistry and responsibility, represent them is really so much fun.
And I portray Carl Ruin, who was extremely important to agriculture in this country back at that time. He was a Secretary of Agriculture under President Wilson, for example. He wrote a pamphlet that was distributed to farmers all over the country that helped turn farming into more of a business. And during the First World War, which they want to emphasize for this year's cemetery walk, during the First World War, he came up with the idea of what he called war gardens, where people at home would plant gardens, vegetable gardens, in their yards or empty lots or whatever, and to help feed themselves and feed their community, so that the farmers could send their food over to Europe. Because in Europe, during the First World War, so many of the farmers left their field to go fight in the war, and there wasn't people to replace them. And so there was a huge concern about being able to feed the people of Europe during and then shortly after the war. And his idea of war gardens then helped to feed the world. In the Second World War, war gardens became victory gardens, and so that was kind of his legacy.
Will you perform a little bit of your sketch?
Oh, my! Well, in the beginning, I come out and I start singing as I'm looking for him. I haven't seen him, so I go, Carl, come out wherever you are, and meet the young lady who went to the war. I went to the war to cheer up the men. And why must I do this all over again? Why must I do this all over again?
Oh, Julia, you darling woman, you do cheer me up.
Were you feeling blue?
Same old thing, Julia.
Oh, you wish you could have done more.
Yes. Sometimes I feel like such a failure. I had such potential.
Oh, Carl, you fulfilled your potential beautifully. Oh, for goodness sakes, you were the Assistant Secretary of Agriculture for the United States.
I resigned my post early.
Oh, but you were ill. Everyone understood that.
Did they? Sometimes I don't understand why I feel so unfinished.
Oh, Carl, your pamphlet on farming practices went out to 1 million people. You are a fine man, a great man.
Oh, not a great man. A good man. I tried to be.
Oh, Carl, you fed the world. Your War Gardens program helped America feed the soldiers and civilians who would have starved. Oh, think of it. In 1914, farmers all across Europe walked off their fields to fight the war. And then who was there to plant the next year's crop? Well, no one. You said it yourself. Food will win the war. And it did. All across this country, people planted their backyards and vacant lots and fed themselves in their own communities so American farms could feed the world. That was you. Your War Gardens.
My War Gardens? Now everybody calls them Victory Gardens and connects it to the Second World War.
Oh, Carl, is that vanity speaking? The Victory Gardens are the legacy of your War Gardens. And what does it matter? You still helped feed the world. What a brilliant idea to take our surplus corn and give it to the starving world after the war. Well, Poland gave you a medal for it.
I wish I could have done more for the American farmers.
Oh, but you did all you could do.
Oh, I know.
Carl, what makes you happy?
Oh, you do, Julia.
Yes, I know. And you make me happy, but I'm talking about the inner man now. What makes you happy?
I'm happy to be a lifelong Democrat, even in this Republican county. But they defeated my farm leaf bill. I needed nonpartisan support from Farmers Organized for United Political Action.
Oh, Carl, politics does not make you happy.
I'm happy to be a dirt farmer.
And a very good one.
And I'm happy to be an intellectual. But where did that get me?
Yes. And like my cousin Adley, you were valued and beloved, but perhaps underappreciated. You know, people don't always vote for the smartest statesman. But you were President Woodrow Wilson's spokesman. A president trusted and valued you, and so do I.
And that's what matters to me. You,